السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, also sisters who listen over receivers, over the past few weeks we have been discussing an incident in the life of Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi and Hazrat Hatim Assam Rahmatullah Ali. Since it is relevant, most of the things that are being discussed there, it is relevant to each and every one of us. Therefore we are discussing it in some detail. Otherwise it can be just mentioned in a few minutes. So Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Ali was told by Hazrat Hatim Assam Rahmatullah Ali that in the 33 years that he had an association with him, he visited him, he learnt under him, he was tutored by him, his tarbiyah was done under him. So he learnt only 8 lessons. We have discussed 4 already. Now we proceed, move a little further, otherwise we'll be still there. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. So Hazrat Hatim Assam Rahmatullah Alayhi say, another lesson that I learned. In my observations, he say, I saw that people place their trust on different things. Generally, this is our condition, that we have got trust on the things that we possess. Some people will place their trust on their strength. Governments will place their trust on the military. If they've got a huge force, they got plenty of helicopters, and they have got also the nuclear bomb, so then they will place their trust on that. That if we are attacked by any country, then what we have to do is that we have to bombard that country with the nuclear bomb. Now that whole trust of theirs is on the nuclear bomb. But they don't know which country will fire the nuclear bomb first. Everyone has got his finger on the button. Now who is going to fire first? Who knows? Nevertheless, but the trust will be on that. Somebody who is wealthy, he's got riches, he's got oil wells, he's got huge shares in the gold mines, then the person's full trust and confidence that if anything happens, we got plenty of money. We will be protected, irrespective of what happens. So his trust will be on the wealth. Somebody will have trust in his knowledge. The person will say that I've got plenty of knowledge. If anything happens in this country, or if anything happens to my job, if I lose it, then because of my knowledge, I will straight away get another job. Somebody has got trust in his skills, that if anything has to happen, I am a skilled person. I can straight away find another job, and better than the one that I am in at present. So everyone is placing his trust on something or the other. He says, but the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And it is on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone that the believers place their trust. If the person is a true believer in Allah Ta'ala, then his trust is in Allah Ta'ala alone, not on Allah and other things. Allah par bhi tawakkul, it's not that. That Allah par bhi tawakkul means that you have trust in all other things, and together with that, little bit of trust in Allah Ta'ala also. The trust in Allah Ta'ala is part of the trust that we have in so many other things. That is not what is the meaning. Trust only in Allah Ta'ala. The trust must be in Allah Ta'ala alone, not on the things that we possess. Whatever capability we may have, whatever skill, whatever amount of wealth, but the trust is in Allah Ta'ala alone, no one else. If you look at the Quran Sharif, ayat upon ayat, so many verses of the Quran Sharif, you will find the same meaning. And in many, many ayat, you will find the same word being used of tawakkul. This word tawakkul has been used in so many ayat of the Quran Sharif. In one place, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, talking about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that in the dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said, عَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرِ. Ya Allah, our trust is in you. On you we place our trust. We turn towards you, and our return is going to be to you. So the trust is in Allah Ta'ala. The Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, each and every one of them, if you have to analyze their lives, their absolute trust was in none but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So much so that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself in the Hadith Qudsi, which has been mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, in there Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala actually mentions with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُكَ الْمُتَوَكِّلِ. Allah Ta'ala says, I have named you mutawakkil. That means Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one glaring sifat of his, every aspect of his life, there was nothing but perfection. In the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was nothing but perfection. Whichever attribute you take, there was perfection. Whichever sifat and quality Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam possessed, it was sublime, it was perfect. But still Allah Ta'ala says, was inni sammaitukal mutawakkil, that I named you mutawakkil. Your trust in me, in other words, is so, so strong that I give you the name that you are mutawakkil. So this tawakkul and trust, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we can see in his life how much of tawakkul he had in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba kiram, the Tabi'in, Tabi'in, the Awliya'i Siddiqeen, the Mashayikh, every one of them, a glaring sifat, very, very conspicuous something in the life that you will notice, is their trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They will have all the means around them, but their trust will not be in those means. Now that is where the problem arises, that we have the means, but we are told not to trust in those means. And that is a difficult thing. It is only if our hearts have been purified, if our hearts have been filled with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have truly understood that this is a world of means, and the creator of the means is none but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala Himself, and that all the hearts are in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The qulub of whether the kings or the rulers, they are in the hands of Allah ta'ala. The hearts of mankind is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In whosoever favor Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turns that heart, that person will benefit. And if Allah ta'ala changes the condition and the person begins to hate and dislike somebody, then you think he's going to still help the person, he's going to still give him favors, the person will withdraw the favors. So the favors are actually extended because of the control of that person's heart by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In favor of whomsoever Allah ta'ala turns it, that person will favor that person. So the tawakkul and trust, so Hazrat Hatim Asam rahmatullah alayhi, he says that, I notice that people are placing their trust in all the worldly things, anything and everything in which they see some kind of power, some kind of force, some kind of strength, then they place the trust in that. Whereas the Quran Sharif tells very clearly that your trust must be in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala alone. The believers place their trust in Allah Ta'ala alone. So he says, I made it the habit of my life that I placed my trust in my Allah. And if you have to look at the books of history and look at the incidents, there are so many in the lives of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So many incidents of the, when they placed their trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how Allah ta'ala assisted them and helped them using His hidden forces, the ghaibi forces, the forces that we don't see with our eyes. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used them to assist and help the companions of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, all the Anbiya and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And up till now, until the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala will keep using. When the person has got his trust in Allah ta'ala. So therefore, it becomes important to know then, that what is this trust? Does it mean then we must tie our hands, or we must not make any effort at all? We must close down our businesses. We must not use any medication. We must just trust in Allah ta'ala. Relax. Close our doors and wait for risk. Allah ta'ala does have the power to even do that. That if the person closes his doors and he waits for risk, it will still come. But then it could come in a very difficult way and he doesn't know when it's going to come. So we are not told to do that. In the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a beautiful example. That he made use of the means. With regards to sustenance itself, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his trust was so much in Allah ta'ala that he did not even keep a single coin for the next day. Even if there was some food that was left over, he was not satisfied until it was given to somebody. On one occasion, two dinars were left, two gold coins. From six, there was just two left. Or from four, there were two left that was not distributed. For some reason, it was already late at night and it was not distributed. And it was not some sadqah or some zakat or something like that that he had to give away. It was given to him. He could have kept it till the next day. But he spent a restless night. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says he spent a restless night while it was not given away. So she asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you can give it tomorrow morning. He said, how do I know I'm going to live till tomorrow morning? So he didn't keep anything for the next day. Nothing. But he did not say that the ummah must also do that. For the ummah, he didn't say that you too must keep nothing for the next day. No food, no extra pair of shoes. You mustn't keep any kind of coins. You mustn't keep anything for the next day. He didn't say that. For the ummah, beautiful guidance. Pay your zakat, give your sadaqat, spend on good causes, and save also, there's no problem. But have your trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that was his tawakkul. He trusted in Allah ta'ala so much, in everything. Yet we see that in the battle of Uhud, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is making preparation. He puts on coat of arms. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wears the helmet. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam takes the sword. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prepares the sahabas. Although they had seen, and I've mentioned this before also, that although they had seen thousands of angels coming down in the battle of Badr and assisting and helping the Muslims, and the Muslims gaining victory, they were only 313 and they routed a whole army of 1,000. Having witnessed all that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't say that now tawakkul means that now you relax, no preparation of any kind. Allah ta'ala will send the angels and we will get victory. For every battle there was planning, strategy. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not undertake the conquest of Makkah in the very first year that he came over to Madinah Tayyibah. After the battle of Badr, in which he saw so many thousand sahaba, the angels assisting and helping, it was easy for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to prepare a small army if 313 could have routed that huge army and all the cream of the crop was in the army of the enemies. So he could have prepared a small army and undertaken the conquest of Makkah. But he didn't do that. For everything there was a planning. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prepared. So we learn lots of lessons. I've mentioned this in detail in some other bayan. But we learn lots of lessons from that, that in this world of means we are not restrained, we are told to make use of the means. But it was his du'as, he was crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, asking Allah ta'ala for his nusrat, for his help, for his assistance. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then assisted and helped them in strange ways. There was one person who was looting caravans with his gang, with his syndicate, as we say, the hijackers of those days. So they had looted one caravan, and after that, they say they were relaxing. When he saw that there were three trees, there were three palm trees. On two trees there was nothing at all, on one tree there was nothing at all, no dates, nothing, dried branches. And on the other two trees they were laden with fruit. So he was looking at the tree and he saw that there is a sparrow or a crow or something that's going backwards and forwards. It comes onto that tree that's laden with fruit, takes a date, and then flies onto the branch of the tree that has got no fruit at all. So when he saw that this sparrow made so many trips, so he was desirous of going and seeing, where is this sparrow taking these dates? So he noticed that there was a snake on the branch, and it appeared as if it was a blind snake with its mouth open. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made the arrangement that he made the sparrow take the dates and go and put it into its mouth. Allah Ta'ala made that arrangement to take these dates and put it into the mouth of that snake. The sparrow is taken and put it into the snake. So straight away he thought that, oh Allah, this blind snake, and this is the arrangement that you make for a blind snake, that you cause a sparrow to take the date and go and put it into its mouth. And I am your servant, I am a human being, you have blessed me with health, with strength, and this is what I am using my capabilities and my strength for, to loot caravans and to steal. So the Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the time had come for this person to make tawbah. So he says, I could hear like a whispering in my heart, in other words, a message, that the doors of tawbah are opened. Repent, turn towards me. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is prepared to accept your tawbah. So they returned the goods, whichever they had stolen and whatever they could have returned. And they say then, when this gang met him, they said, what is happening? Why did you stay behind? He said, no, this is what I was observing. So I have made tawbah. They said, we have also made tawbah then. If you make tawbah, our gang leader, then we also make tawbah. And then they proceeded for Hajj from there. On the way, they stop at a village, and they say, an elderly lady, old lady, when she saw this small group camped there, so she's asking, is there any person from the Kurdish tribe that is here of such name? So when they said, yes, so and so, said, I've been seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the past 3 nights, and he is telling me that this person will pass here, you must give him those clothes. And those clothes were of her son who had passed away. And she was the only heir. So in any case, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made that arrangement. So now somebody read this incident, and after reading this incident, the person said, well then, that's what I must do also. If Allah Ta'ala could have made arrangement for that blind snake, so why should I make any effort? Therefore, I rather sit down and wait also for some sparrow to bring something into my mouth. So we have to understand this. So the person that he told it to, that person told him that, why you want to be the sparrow? Why do you want to be the snake? Why do you want to be the snake with open mouth? Why don't you become the sparrow that take the date and put into somebody's mouth? Go and do some business in the bazaars, in the marketplaces, go and earn some coins, and then buy some stuff and go and feed the poor and the needy and the destitute. Why become like the snake? So he said, you rather become the sparrow. Nevertheless, so this tawakkul and trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it opens a lot of doors. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we will find that in his life, there was nothing but tawakkul in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, as I said, are plentiful. In one ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he says, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is sufficient for you as your protector, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is sufficient as your helper. In that ayat, the last verse of Surah At-Tawbah, Now there's no time to go into details, but we know the ayat very well. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ till the end of the ayat. At the end of the ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, حَسْبِيَ Allah, that فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, if they turn away from you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then say, قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. So you must say it, عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. So this tawakkul is something that we have been given by Islam, by Sharia, by the Quran, by the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is a great bounty, it is a great treasure of the Muslim, his tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala. But the tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala must come after the adoption of the correct means. If the person doesn't adopt the correct means and he says, I'm trusting in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then he mustn't expect Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's help and protection to come. From amongst the correct means, it's not only the material things that I'm talking about. The correct means means that the person's akhlaq, his character, his ibadat, his transactions, his worship, his hajj, his umrah, his zakat, his fasting, his relationship with people, his honesty, truthfulness, everything must be there. That person must be a practical Muslim. It's not that the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in, there was a neglect in the salat, there was neglect in the zakat, neglect in their ibadat. They were speaking lies, they were cursing, they were taking false oaths and qasams. They were hijacking containers, they were murdering and killing and looting, na'uzu billah. And then they said, Ya Allah, our trust is in you. So Allah Ta'ala sent down the angels and helped and assisted them. We have to understand everything in its proper perspective. Our weakness is this, that we read those ayat of the Quran Sharif, we read those incidents in the lives of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah Ta'ala helped the believers. And the moment we read how Allah Ta'ala helped the believers, immediately we believe that we are the best of all believers. And therefore Allah Ta'ala must help us, because we are the best of all believers. But we don't see all the deficiencies and all the weaknesses that are there in our transactions, in our dealings with people, in everything. In which aspect of life can we say that we are straight? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if only we had, the believers had to place their trust in Allah Ta'ala as he should be trusted, then Allah Ta'ala will provide. That means if the person places his trust in Allah Ta'ala as he should be really trusted, Allah Ta'ala will provide for them just as he provides for the birds. Do the birds open any supermarket in the mornings? They go to some industry. They go to some farms to do some farming. Nothing. But at the same time, they don't remain seated in the nest. If you go to the parks in the morning, you will find the birds. You go to the bazaars, you will find some bird. You go anywhere, you will find some birds. So what those birds did is that they left their nest in search of sustenance. Now it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that will provide for one bird just under the same tree on which he has got his nest. The other bird will have to go a little distance and he'll find some sustenance there. Another bird may have to fly in a couple of kilometers, and when it will land there, it will find that some people were having picnic here and they left behind so much of food that it can't even digest that. So somebody will get his risk and sustenance just under there. That he's staying on top and his shop is at the bottom and he's getting his risk there. As one person used to beautifully say it, how much of ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala those people enjoy who have got the shops at the bottom and the houses on top. He says, upar makan niche dukan fa bi ayya ala rabbikuma tukazziban. Upar makan niche dukan. So some people will get it like that, and some people will have to go to Hong Kong, China and Timbuktu and other places, then they will bring. Some people will have to travel out. So you make that little effort, but you don't become restless. You don't become restless. And you don't be hasty towards that which is haram, that which is forbidden. The person observes the etiquettes of earning. The person does not go into any areas of sin and vice and evil whilst he is in search of his sustenance. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will provide for that person just as he provides for those birds. In other words, easily, with satisfaction, with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's pleasure. And then that sustenance will bring nur into the heart of that person. Then he will find enjoyment in his ibadat, zikr, tilawat and all good deeds. And if not, if that earnings are all haram, then when it's going to come in, it'll come plentiful, but it'll come like the flood waters, and it'll bring nothing but destruction. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawakkul in His Zaat, for His treasures are unlimited. Let us not be hasty and go towards that which is haram and forbidden. The casinos are inviting, the gambling dens everywhere are inviting the people, come. The lottos are inviting, everything is inviting towards haram earnings. Backdoor goods in abundance, hijacked containers in abundance. Look at the heists that are taking place. Millions of dollars that have gone missing from around the globe. Hundreds of thousands and thousands here in South Africa. Now those same dollars are going to be sold. Now obviously if a person comes and tells you that I've got dollars for 2 rand, I've got $100,000 or $50,000 and I'm prepared to sell it to you at 3 rand. Can it be halal dollars? Now look at the temptation that will come. And what will this person say? I got it at a bargain. Everybody is allowed to sell things at a price that he desires. So this is bargain. It's my luck. So we can fool everybody. We cannot fool Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So those kind of dollars are going to bring destruction after that. All kinds of problems. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawakkul and trust in Him. And provide for us from sources not known to us, but which are 100% halal. Risk which is 100% halal. We must make dua, Ya Allah, I don't even want one morsel of haram to go down my throat. Or even one stitch on my garment to be of haram. Then see how Allah Ta'ala provides from halal sources. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the ummah around the globe. And may Allah bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat.